Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You can start with Rams-Panthers because it's easily the least interesting game. Is anyone giving the Panthers more than about a 10 or 15 shot to win it? I've seen 8-9, 8-8. I've seen bad NFL teams.
Dude, Carolina stinks.
I think the Rams are too good. I don't think the Panthers are all that good at all. I think that this is easily the least competitive game of the weekend. I like the Rams by 10 or more, probably, if we're being honest for this matchup. I just don't think the Panthers have enough juice.
I know the Panthers beat the Rams earlier this year. I think it was week 9 or whatever. So you'll say, what do you mean? How can you say they don't have a chance? They beat them. The Panthers, how they're playing down the stretch, this is weird. They ended up winning the NFC South, but they were playing worse than the Falcons down the stretch. They were playing worse than the Saints down the stretch. And believe it or not, other than the Bucs, who they still lost to, even in the game that they needed to win, yeah, if it wasn't for the tiebreaker, they might have been playing worse than any other team in their own division heading into the postseason.
The Falcons were playing better.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so, can the Panthers maybe cover the 10.5? Fine. I don't really have much interest in betting that, be honest with you. But the Rams are winning this game. There's a reason this is the first game on Saturday. It's going to be the worst game of the entire weekend. The Panthers, yeah, and Bryce Young, I'm sorry. I understand Dave Canales deserves a ton of credit, and Bryce Young has been clutch on game-winning drives for the most part. But you look still at some of his numbers, guys. In the first half, he's ending first halves with 55, 65 yards passing. I mean, if their run game is not going and they're not forcing a turnover, these games are not going to be close, or this game will not be close. So I like the Rams quite a bit.
Yeah, so you sound like you're in a very similar camp as me, at least on that. So let's move on from that one for just a minute, because again, the other two have some intrigue.
Oh yeah.
But the most interesting is obviously the game tomorrow night. So the Eagles game,
Night's Packers,
yeah,
Bears.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. The Eagles game though, and the 49ers. Do the 49ers, they obviously, once again, have a very talented roster, but now it's all hurt. Then Trent Williams, he's not even practicing every day. Practiced yesterday, so maybe he's available to go, but at what percentage is he? And I still think that and it makes me feel a little sick. I think the Eagles still have the best roster in the NFL. They have the best roster in the playoffs. And they've been to Super Bowls. They won the Super Bowl last year. They understand how to win in the playoffs and are consistent at doing it and are playing at home against an injured 49ers team. This might be the second least competitive game of the weekend. I think every game on the AFC side is gearing up to be a more competitive game than what I think we might get out of this Eagles 49ers game. It's another game where I'd like to find a way to get the 49ers to win it, because I don't want to see the Eagles go anywhere. But when you start looking at the roster comparisons, it's not close. The Eagles have the better roster, are playing at home, and have all the experience. How am I supposed to talk myself into a 49ers win here?
The issue with the Niners is the injuries.
Yes.
That's the real problem here. You're right about the Eagles and the roster and why, a lot of people still think there's a chance they could go on a run. And they do have some of the most talented rosters in the entire playoff field, and maybe the most talented roster in the entire postseason. But the 49ers, the other part of this equation, it's not just about how Philadelphia might play. San Francisco is so beat up. They just had also another grueling game in the final week of the season. They, of course, don't have a bye. They have to go on the road. They have to go from the West Coast all the way out east to Philadelphia. I just think it's a terrible setup for San Francisco to win this game in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I think it's just going to – it's not a 0% the way I feel like the Panthers. I give them a 5% chance to win the game. But it just feels like they're going to have to play a perfect game. As in, the Eagles have no answers for Christian McCaffrey. Purdy is on – and Purdy has 2-3 games like this a year, Gold, at least I'll admit. Purdy has 2-3 games a year where he's just on one, dialed in, accurate as anybody in the league. He has a couple games a year where he just fires. He had that 5 or 6 touchdown game. Week 14 or 15 when they were still fighting for the division. So he can have games like that. I just don't see it. Now, the last game on the NFC side, Packers and Bears. I mean, look, I'm never going to get tired of a historic NFL rivalry. And two teams that already had to play each other a couple times this year. The problem for the Packers is a little bit like the injury stuff. I think this game is close. I'm just going to give the Bears the edge because of being at home. And I think Ben Johnson's got this team at least to the point that I can expect them to get a playoff win. I don't think they're making a deep playoff run. I think it's too early for the Bears in this transitional period to getting good again for them to go on a deep run. I'm not predicting them coming out of the NFC or anything, but I do think that they'll get this one win against Green Bay. The question will be whether or not does Caleb Williams make mistakes in his first playoff run?
I think the public, it seems like, wants the Bears to win. Like, public likes the story. Year one, Ben Johnson, Chicago, great fan base as well there, and it's going to be an awesome atmosphere. Actually, I'm going to go Green Bay on this. I think they spoil the party there in Chicago. Bears get back to the postseason finally. They win their division and all that, and then I think Green Bay goes in there and spoils the party. There's no Aaron Rodgers to be their enemy, but I still think the Packers as a franchise still own the Chicago Bears, and so I'll go with Green Bay in this matchup. Jordan Love, remember, he has not played here recently with Malik Willis getting snaps with all the injuries and everything.
Malik Willis played pretty well, though, down the stretch. He didn't play bad.
The key in this game is, can they get Josh Jacobs going at all? Because in the weather, I think, is supposed to be nasty. And so the run game,
Chicago
has a great run game. And so that should favor them if the weather does get bad. But if the Green Bay Packers can get Josh Jacobs back to where he was the first half of the season, he's not been as good here in the back half. If they can get back to that, then I also like them here. I'll just still go with the more experienced, slightly more experienced quarterback in this particular spot. Jordan Love doesn't have a ton of postseason experience, but it's definitely more than Caleb Williams.
Hey, Drew, which side are you on? Don't look over there.
Do
you want to give us your selections for these games?
He can't gather his thoughts either.
No, yes, I can. Let me pull up the games again because I've been running around.
Packers, Bears.
Packers, I'm going to take the Packers to win this one. I'm going to take the Rams to win their game. And then I will take the Eagles to win the game over the Bears.
So we're on the same page.
Yeah, we're all on the same idea.
Cody's on the Bears, though. Cody's on the Bears.
I think the Panthers cover, though, the 10.5. I think the game might be a little bit better than... Because they beat them earlier in the year, and I know that it's different. It's in Carolina. I don't know if that means anything, but I think Carolina can... I think he can keep it within 10 points. 10 points is a crazy, for a playoff game, is a crazy number for a spread in a playoff game.
I know, but the Panthers are awful.
I know.
Like, Tet McMillan looks to be a good player. And for a while this season, they ran the ball okay. But that's like, that. I mean, those that, are like,
that's really the extent
that's
of
the
it.
End
yeah.
of my that's compliments of for him. Like, yeah, honestly, fair. I genuinely hope the Panthers are smart enough to move on from Bryce Young. Because they can't. It's not going to work in the long term. They want to ride out the final year of his contract and wait for next year's quarterback draft. I don't care. That's fine. Because they're not picking high enough to like actually do any kind of damage. They're going to be picking in the 20s. But if they just want to take Ty Simpson at 24, that's fine too.
I don't know if it's just me either. I know that we're on the same page in picking the Packers, it feels like. But I don't see the Bears. It's weird. They're the 2 seed, but it doesn't feel like I can picture them winning the whole thing. Like I can't visualize them getting to the Super Bowl, even though they're the 2 seed. I don't know if that's
let's do that exercise. Who do you think actually can win the Super Bowl out of the NFC side? Because maybe you think they can win a game, but what you're saying, who can win the Super Bowl? I think the Rams can, even though they're going to have to go on the road, but they're playing the Panthers. So
I agree.
So the Rams, Seattle, they're the number 1 seed, and they have beaten just about everybody in this field.
Roster.
Is there a third? Is the question. And if there is, Eagles. Who is it? And it's the Eagles just because of their experience in the roster.
I think so.
So it's those 3 teams.
When we do this later, just as a heads up, the Eagles are the team I'm going to predict to come out of the NFC.
It could be weird. And I could see the only Packers coming out of it just because we thought that they were the. I know that was
they
early,
lost,
but we.
Maybe before the Micah Parsons injury.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
The first month of the year, the Packers were playing better football than anybody, but it's always. Doesn't matter how you're playing the first month. How are you playing down the stretch? Injuries. They're also 100%. Not playing as well. So maybe the Bears beat the Packers on Sunday or Saturday night. I'm sorry, tomorrow night. But I can't imagine them then going on the road and rattling off a couple wins. All right, if they have to go on the road, depending on how the bracket shifts.
I'd only give the AFC one additional team. I think Denver, Buffalo, Jacksonville, and New England can win the Super Bowl, and nobody else can.
Hmm. I still struggle with Jacksonville. I know they're playing great, and you're right, it's the name part.
That's part of it,
first
and
year,
I don't blame you
I can't
that.
Remember where, I don't have the trend in front of me. First-year head coaches, just, like, it almost automatically eliminates you from winning a Super Bowl. There's other factors, but I'll have to find it. Somebody did a good breakdown of some of those trends, and, like, first-year head coaches, you can almost eliminate any of these teams, like Ben Johnson, Liam Cohen. Like, you're not winning the Super Bowl in your first year.
I think the only
in the last 25
I guess the
years
only thing I'm giving the Jags is versus the Bears. The Bears are a year behind where the Jags are. Jags have played in a couple of postseason games. They took on the Chiefs in a playoff game. They came from behind and won. So, like, they've gotten a little taste of it. Chicago and Caleb Williams in this unit haven't gotten really any taste of it.
Yeah.
So, like, there's part of me just doesn't.
Two coaches, and I'm not talking about, like, Mike Vrabel's been a head coach before.
Like Mike Martz or
Mike,
something.
Mike Vrabel's been a head coach before, so I don't. This stat doesn't really qualify for him. It's not his first time being head coach. Two times, Don McCaffrey with the Baltimore Colts in 1971, first rookie head coach to ever win a Super Bowl. And then George Seifert, he won with the Niners now. Caveat still an asterisk. He stepped in after Bill Walsh. They're in the middle middle of the dynasty. That roster was ready to rock and roll already.
Versus taking over the Jags.
Yeah.
Not a team in the middle of it. That's fair. That's more than fair. I just give them the advantage because they might, as much as I said the Eagles had the best roster in the NFL, the Jags might have the best roster on the AFC side.
The last coach.
Top to bottom, not like, you know.
The last coach to just reach the Super Bowl in their first year was Jim Caldwell back in 2009 with Manning and the Colts. Now, they didn't win.
Again, you got to have like Peyton Manning or Joe Montana, Steve Young. Like, you got to have like a dude. And look, this is not a knock on Trevor Lawrence, but like the quarterbacks we're discussing here, even if you like Trevor Lawrence, are not that of the ones you're comparing. You're comping Jim Caldwell got to take over Peyton Manning, who ran the entire offense himself. Sure. A lot of people probably could have gone to the Super Bowl
about Jim Caldwell
with that Colts team. Like, that's a good position to land yourself in if you're a coach, that's for sure.